everybody. I'm Karen Hartglass, and it's time for It's All About Food. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for tuning in to this live show where we tune in love. That's what I like most about this program, tuning in love, because I believe that love is the only answer. There's a lot of hate going around, and it is so much easier to hate than it is to love. It takes energy, it takes focus, it takes mindfulness, it takes courage, and it takes a lot of focus to work with those voices that we have going on in our heads all the time that are trying to control things. And when other people aren't doing what we like or want, then those voices make us feel not as good as we want to. And it really takes a lot of strength, a lot of effort, a lot of focus to take in a good breath and turn those voices off. It's amazing how powerful a little smile in someone else's direction can be. I know, living here in New York City, just walking through the crowds where we're always trying to ignore everyone. We're all in our own little worlds, rushing to get to wherever we need to go. But just that little connection can lighten someone else's load. And it makes us feel good, too. Something to think about, because things are ugly these days. And I'm not going to fall into that ugly trap. I'm going to do whatever I can to make a positive difference on this planet while I am here. And that means tuning in love all the time. Now, this tuning in love thing starts early. It starts, not, I want to say when we're born, but it starts when we're, even before we're in the womb. And that's why I think, I'm at a loss for words. That's why I think what my next guest has to offer is so very important. My guest is Julia Feliz-Bruecq, and she's the author and illustrator of the first ever vegan-themed board book for babies and toddlers called Libby Finds Vegan Sanctuary. As an artist, non-human animals have always been her favorite subject to draw, and she hopes to continue to use her talents to give them a voice and spread compassion towards them. She has been an ethical vegan since 2008 and is also a mom who enjoys creating art for her sons and coloring by their side. And Julia, welcome. You're here from Switzerland, correct?
Hi.
Hi.
Yes.
There you are, so far away and yet right here. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Anyway, what I was saying is there's really a lot that is formed within us, I think, even before those first few cells come together. And our culture forms a lot of our thoughts and what we think. And a lot of things happen when we're so very young, in the womb and as babies and toddlers. And I was thinking a lot about that when I was reading your book, Libby Finds Vegan Sanctuary. Why did you write this book? Why did you draw this book?
Well, about 3 years ago, my mom actually convinced a family to let this turkey go. And I remember she sent me a message, and she's like, this family is going to let her go. It was around Thanksgiving, and they actually had her chained in their backyard. And she called me, and what should I do? What should I do? So I contacted the sanctuary, and I felt kind of guilty just, you know, leaving her at the sanctuary, and, you know, that was it. So I kind of made it my mission to try to raise funds for her every year. And at the same time that I came up with the idea of the book, I was taking an art course. And my son was also about 18 months. And I realized, you know, there was nothing out there for his age group. And by his age group, I mean a book that wouldn't get completely destroyed, but also a book that spoke, you know, in very simple language, in a way that, you know, he could start understanding what our lifestyle actually means and why we choose to live this life. So I decided that I really wanted to give Livy a voice, and I could do that through my art. But at the same time, I could create a tool for parents to nourish the compassion that we're basically all born with.
We are all born with it. And unfortunately, in many ways, we get blind to that compassion or numbed to that compassion. I was speaking with Robin Raven a couple of weeks ago. She has a children's book out called Santa's First Vegan Christmas. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Yes.
And we were talking about the notions that she was showing or exposing, and how there was actually these evil, exploitive undertones in the classic stories that many of us know and love. Just the simple idea of Santa using a whip to drive the reindeers that are pulling his sled. Mm-hmm. And we don't even see the whip, because we're so accustomed to this this hierarchy that we have, where humans dominate other non-human animals, and it's okay, but it's not okay. And these images, these beliefs start when life starts. So a board book, I mean, I never even thought about it, but you've just opened this whole concept to me about the images that are shown in a board book.
Yeah, and that was another thing. I, you know, every time I went to the store to look for books for my baby or my toddler, it was everything's farms, but it's with the farmer, and it's so frustrating because all the messages are the exploitation is so normalized, and that's not what I want for my kids. You know, that's not what I want them to learn. So I thought, you know, I'm going to try to do this. And I was fortunate enough to have support to be able to do it. So I'm really grateful to everybody who has been involved. My publisher, Vegan Publishers, A Well-Fed World, and of course, the Kickstarter supporters.
Yes, all good and important organizations. We love them all. Vegan Publishers, A Well-Fed World. I'm so glad they're out there, and I wish there were more, and there will be more as time goes on. But you mentioned the images in the board book that you were seeing, these farm images. In some ways, it's this big myth, and that's our foundation of what the world is like as we see it when we're babies and toddlers, is a myth. These farms don't even exist anymore. Yeah. Now, And the story in this board book that you've created is very simple, and the images are simple. I imagine that maybe some parents wouldn't want to present the concepts, even though they're presented in a very simple way, to their baby, because they might say, I don't want my child to see this violence.
Yeah, I figured that, you know, if a non-vegan parent would pick up the book, it would actually make them think as well. I think once a parent reads this book, I don't think that, you know, they can stop thinking about what I'm representing. So it's very simple. It's a very simple story, very simple images. But the part where the kids find Libby and they say, you know, basically, we don't want to hurt this non-human. Is there another way? And, you know, the parents, as the the figures that the kids, you know, follow have the choice. And it's up to them to lead by example, of course. So I purposely didn't add anything violent. I know she's changed. But, you know, I would just hope it would make people think. And I just, hopefully people would be open to the message and not shy away from it once they start thinking about it themselves.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just imagining that little baby and that little toddler growing up and then seeing the Thanksgiving turkey on the table.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And speaking up about it.
And the other thing as well is I wanted to post... So I wanted to oppose, you know, the normalization of farm exploitation, but I also wanted to give parents a tool to help explain sanctuaries, because I don't think there's anything really available to also explain what sanctuaries are, and there's such important places, and places where, you know, most vegans will also take their kids, and even non-vegans. So it's all very centered about around compassion, but also safety in sanctuary.
Now, you're in Switzerland right now. May I ask what you're doing there?
Yes. Yes, I've been in Europe for quite a long time. I fell in love with a German.
That's a good
and
story.
And he asked me to move to Europe with him. So I finished my school work, it was a long time ago, and then we decided to get married, and so I've been here in Europe ever since.
And I know that there are sanctuaries in the United States. How about in Europe?
They're not as many. They're not, if there are, they're very small and just, you know, not very well known. I know that I just found out there's one about 20 minutes from where I live. They have alpacas, horses, and goats that they've rescued. But it's the concept isn't as well known as it would be in the U.S., but I think it's starting to you know, grow, which is a good thing.
Now, how old are your children?
My baby is 5.5 months, and my toddler is 2.5.
Okay, so they haven't entered the school system yet.
No.
Yeah, and do you plan on sending them to the local school when they're old enough?
Yeah, my toddler, actually, he goes to the what's called creche. It's the nursery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they've been really accommodating. We told them that we are vegan, and they said, okay, well, give us a list. And then it was really cool because they would confirm where they're, okay, is this okay? Okay, no, it has eggs. And so that was really great. But the only weird thing is that he can't stay. He can only go in the morning. And he does so because he's really, really social and he's really, really active. So he always wants to be around other kids. And that's why we decided that, you know, he would go a few times a week. But with lunch, they're a little more... unsure about it, so they won't let him stay past 12 because they're unsure what to do. So that's really funny.
Okay.
And I'm sure I'll have to deal with that once they go to school, so we'll see about that.
I used to live in the south of France in the early 90s, and I was a vegan then, and there were some wonderful pâtés that were made in Switzerland that were in the local health food stores. So mm-hmm. There were some forward-thinking folks back then.
Yeah, I mean, I've been here now 5.5 years, and it's amazing the amount of vegan items that are now in the stores versus when I first moved here, it was basically non-existent. And now we even have have you heard of the vegan grocery store in Germany?
Yes, yes.
They're now selling their products in our local grocery store, in the big grocery stores. So it's really taking a hold, and it's great because I can pretty much get anything that I want, except for, of course, it's not the same. I still miss things like Gardein and things like that. My aunt is actually mailing me some mac and cheese comfort food because I love it, but and they don't sell that kind of stuff here. But I mean, I can pretty much get anything and everything. So it's come a long way and it's really exciting.
And where can people find Libby's, your book, Libby Finds Vegan Sanctuary?
You can find it on Amazon. It's available on Amazon and also on the Vegan Publishers website. And you can also find the book on Facebook, where you can follow for updates and events. I actually have there's a reading event in a bookstore in Florida coming up in January, which is really exciting.
Okay, do you have another book on the horizon that you're planning?
I have several. My dream was actually when I started with this book, I wanted to be able to use my art, my abilities to create other books to tell the stories of other non-humans in other sanctuaries. So hopefully, you know, I have so many ideas and hopefully I'll be able to create more.
Okay, well, Julia, thank you for joining me, and it's all about food. I really enjoyed looking through your book. It opened up a whole bunch of new thoughts for me, too, which I'm excited to start thinking more about, and that's how we influence the really, really young, the babies and the toddlers, and this board book is an excellent beginning. Thank you for that, and thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much.
Okay, that was Julia Feliz-Brueck all the way from Switzerland. And check out, if you have a baby or a toddler or know someone that does, this is a lovely little book to put in a stocking this season. Libby Finds Vegan Sanctuary. Okay, let's take a quick break. And I've got my guests for the next part of the show in the studio, so I want to get started with them right away. Let's take a quick break.